Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hiya and welcome to Red Men Bite Size. I'm Chloe Bloxham. It is Monday, the 25th of March, 2024, and I'm here to round up the LFC news from the weekend. Let's get straight into it then. And let's start off with some absolutely heartwarming news. And that was the fact that the Legends did play this weekend against Ajax Legends. They won 4-2, but ultimately the entire day was just made a little bit more special due to Sven Goran Eriksson, who his dream was to manage Liverpool, and he said he got to do that. His dreams have come true, and it was just absolutely lovely. I was lucky enough to be there, and to be perfectly honest, the ovation that he got when he walked onto the pitch before the players was something that I don't think he'll ever forget. It was absolutely special. He called life absolutely beautiful, didn't he? And I feel like he definitely felt that after his dreams came true of managing Liverpool. He also won, by the way, in his one appearance managing the Reds. They did win. And it was just brilliant. He was obviously diagnosed with terminal cancer in January. And it's just, that is simply the best part of football for me. When football comes together, football fans, and they do the right things, they do the things out of their own hearts to make sure that, you know, people like Sven get to have their moments and their dreams come true. It was brilliant. Sven did go on to say that will be a huge memory in life. It was absolutely beautiful. He did state that he did cry as well. We were right behind the dugout, and the hugs that Fernando Torres was giving him, it was absolutely beautiful. It was a lovely day. He said to sit on the bench for Liverpool, that's been my dream my whole life. Now it happened and it was a beautiful day in all meanings. The crowd, the game, the players, everything fantastic. And thank you to Liverpool for giving me this opportunity to invite me for such an important game. It's not points, but the importance of the game is incredible. It was full of emotions, tears coming. It's been my dream club all my life. Even when I had England, I also supported Liverpool, but I couldn't say it at the time. It's a good finish to my. It's good to finish with Liverpool. It can't be much better than that. Which is just honestly, he got to obviously manage the likes of Gerrard, who he has managed before with England, but there were plenty of players there who, you know, they literally just wanted to win for him. I spoke to Igor Biskan after the game and he said that truthfully the only thing that those players were thinking about, it was a wonderful occasion, but they had to win for him. They felt like they needed to win for Sven, and that was absolutely brilliant. Gerrard turned around and said Sven being here was very special. As soon as I knew he was going to be the gaffer today, I couldn't wait to come and play for him one more time. And yeah, it's just the best of football. I said it earlier and I'll say it again. And it was made even better because, you know, Jürgen Klopp, who's usually on holiday during these Legends games when there's an international break, he showed up and he said hiya to Sven and also the rest of the team. But honestly, for Sven, that was an incredible moment. If you've not seen it on Twitter, go and watch it. Jürgen comes into the room and says hiya to him, and Sven like bows to Jürgen Klopp for a little second before Jürgen just wraps him up in a little hug. And yeah, what a beautiful day. And like I said, nothing better than that in football. But yeah, that is the first news update that we've got for you, and a lovely one it was. Moving on then, the Premier League is obviously back this weekend. We're going to take a look and see at some of the potential returning dates for the players who Liverpool are missing. Because let's be honest, it feels like I've had half a team For the entire year, to be perfectly honest. So let's start with Darwin Núñez, who has been in decent form for the Reds before the international break. And he didn't go on international break, which was brilliant for me. But it turns out that I think it was just a precaution. Liverpool didn't want, Darwin Núñez also didn't want to go on Uruguay duty and further impact the injury, the potential hamstring that he got against Manchester United. He has also said he's been ruled out briefly in February, obviously, because there was loads of issues. He was out, like Brentford killed him as well. He got injured in that game, got taken off at half time. So he's had many fitness injuries as Darwin Núñez this season. However, the good news is his potential return date, or the expected one of that, is Brighton at home this weekend. Hopefully we can see him. Boss that he did not go away. That is the biggest point for me. Moving on then, Curtis Jones, who has been missing for quite a while since that Brentford game as well. Feels like we lost off four players during that match. Thankfully, though, his progress looks to have been timed perfectly for the return of the Premier League game next week. His manager, Jurgen Klopp, hopeful of involvement in some capacity against the Seagulls. Obviously, let's see how he does in the international break. We will hear more about these. These are just, you know, the rumours and the expected time for him to be back. So Curtis Jones is expected to be back in some capacity for Brighton as well this weekend, which is two massive, massive boosts for the Reds. But obviously, saying that, at the same time, they have still got a week to see where they're up to, and if they're not 100% for the weekend, they will not be playing, let's put it that way. Moving on then, the vice-captain, Alexander Arnold, feels like he's been out since maybe Arsenal. A long, long time has he been sidelined for. He was at the England game the other day, in which England did lose, but he didn't have a knee brace on. That was the only thing I was bothered in that game, to be perfectly honest. He was seen around the grounds, and his knee brace was off, thankfully. Looking at the potential return date that we've got, Klopp states that he did not expect his player back until the second week after the international break, which means that basically he might be ready for Sheffield United at home on April the 4th. It looks like maybe Brighton comes a bit too early, but it is a tough decision for Jurgen to make. He's obviously, once again, not going to put him straight in if he's not ready, which means Manchester United might be the more favoured date, but he should be okay and available, according to, you know, Jurgen Klopp weeks ago, the second week after the international break, which obviously is Sheffield United slash Manchester United, because there is two games in that week. So let's hope he is back and fit and ready to go for that game.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about United Healthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Diogo Jota is the next one. Absolutely love this lad. He was obviously injured in that Brentford game. Another one of them. And like Alexander Arnold, Jurgen Klopp said it was early April. He didn't give much detail about the kind of date or timing in April for Diogo Jota's return. It means the first couple of fixtures might be a little bit too early. And United does remain a possibility for Diogo Jota. Whether he starts that, I'd really doubt it. But that is a date that is penciled in for potential return in some capacity for Diogo Jota. And I tell you what, the last time we played Manchester United, we certainly missed someone like Diogo Jota who was just lethal in front of goal. So it'd be great if we could get him back and even bring him off the bench for that game. Anyway, moving on, Alisson Becker. Alisson's an absolute mad one because I have heard absolutely nothing about his injury. Like, it feels like it's actually a little bit bad because no one said a word. But the potential return date was somewhere in April, so we'll just have to see, listen out, hear what Jurgen Klopp says. I expect him to be asked about Alisson Becker in the next couple of weeks, and we'll have to see. But obviously, Kelleher has done brilliantly in Alisson Becker's absence, but still, Alisson Becker is the best goalkeeper in the world and we hope to get him back soon. But yeah, April, sometime in April. Stefan Bajetic obviously has been injured for quite a while as well. He put some cryptic message up on Instagram, by the way, the other day. But his return date was supposed to be sometime in April, and it does look that way as well. Let me just get up his exact Insta words because I don't know what he quoted. It was, "Patience will pay off." That was 3 days ago, which, you know, brilliant, because he's had to, you know, really build himself back up. However, on Sunday, he put a story up of himself kicking a ball and put, "Can't wait for what's coming." So hopefully Stefan Bajetic is about to return sooner rather than later. Obviously, the other two people who we are missing are Thiago Alcantara and Joel Matip. Who has a clue about them? Matip's out for the season, and Thiago, I couldn't tell you if he'd play another game for Liverpool, but I really, really doubt it. Anyway, let's quickly move on. We'll get through the last couple of stories quite quickly. And the first one being, Liverpool are big fans of Sporting Lisbon manager Ruben Amorim. We all knew this, but apparently there was loads of reports over this weekend and the last week saying that Liverpool actually didn't admire him. It turns out that we are very much loving Amorim. Many of us want Xabi Alonso, but if he was to decide against a move to Liverpool, then Richard Hughes and obviously Michael Edwards would be looking at Amorim from Sporting Lisbon. He's highly esteemed by Hughes and Edwards and other Liverpool executives. Has garnered significant attention from the club following his successful tenure at Sporting. And while Alonso remains the primary target, having brought Leverkusen close to the Bundesliga title, Liverpool will only pursue him if they are convinced of his commitment to succeed in Klopp. And obviously, this is due to the fact that Real Madrid and Bayern Munich are extremely interested in Xabi Alonso, and that is just really, really annoying. Give Me Sport stated that Amorim and Brighton Hove Albion head coach Roberto De Zerbi have been earmarked as good alternatives to Alonso, with the latter's experience in the Premier League meaning that he is known inside out in terms of his character and philosophy. Now, if this was me, I'd be going Amorim over De Zerbi every day of the week. There's just something about him that I'm just not, I can't get behind. Anyway, Amorim also plays a mad 3-4-3, so let's see what happens if he ever turns out to be Liverpool manager. But he does have a release clause of approximately 8.6 million, which is a lot cheaper than Xabi Alonso's contract clause with Leverkusen. But there we go. Finally, dead quickly then, Fabio Carvalho, yes, that man. We obviously knew when he was signed he was supposed to be the next best thing, and to be fair, he had some big moments. He scored a winner against Newcastle at home, but he kind of fell off a cliff, didn't he? And no one really understood what had happened. He went to RB Leipzig, didn't really get played that much, and it was all a bit mad. Well, he has came out and gave his kind of thoughts. Talking about returning to obviously Liverpool for pre-season, he says, "Yes, I'm back in pre-season." So he has confirmed that he will be back at Liverpool, and let's see what happens next. He could go out on loan once again, but maybe he will try and fight to keep in and around the squad, especially with Klopp going. He was asked about him and Klopp's relationship, and this is what he said: "It was good. Klopp helped me, but when I arrived at the club, they were in a very difficult period on and off the field. There were problems problems with the team and he needed to turn to the players he trusted most. I had just arrived and he didn't have the greatest confidence in me, but he always helped me a lot and pointed out what I needed to do better and what I shouldn't do. But we had players there with a lot of experience who were playing very well, even though the team was not at its best. I was there to learn and continue training. So that right there, there's been a lot of speculation of Carvalho's mentality, but what I will say is it's a very mature answer. He's not being rude at all. He's actually stated how good of a manager Jürgen Klopp is and how good he has been with him. But ultimately, Liverpool were in horrific times. That season was awful. And Jürgen Klopp rightfully stuck to the players who, you know, he trusted for the past 3, 4, 5 seasons. And therefore, maybe Fabio Carvalho fell out of favour. Let's see what happens with Fabio Carvalho. He's doing all right at Hull at the moment. And to be perfectly honest, I do hope we can see him in some capacity. I thought there was a bright spark there. Where he gets into the team is a bit of a problem for me. But, you know, let's hope he comes back in decent shape. And let's see how he does for pre-season. Because he's a player that, you know, I wouldn't mind seeing him once again and seeing what he's about, especially with the fact that he won't have Jürgen Klopp as his manager. He'll have someone else. See what the lad can do and give him a chance. But anyway, that has been all the news for this weekend. Thanks so much for joining me. Until the next one, up the Reds.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.